This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In my previous podcast, I laid out for you the beginning of the story of my involvement in what I called a cutting-edge Christian movement. I explained how hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of young believers across America, found themselves adrift in the confusing and chaotic midst and aftermath of a mighty move of God. I explained how five men from Florida, dubbed the Fort Lauderdale Five, stepped into the breach and offered leadership and vision. Many embraced these men and their teachings, and I was among them. They were good men with sound ideas and a vision I still believe came from God, but they found themselves in a dilemma. If the goal is Christian discipleship and maturity, and the need is accountability, then what does that look like in practical terms? In other words, how does it work? Well, they came up with a plan, and it seemed at the time to be based in a scriptural model. But in hindsight, and now as a more mature man of God, I don't believe it was. In the plan, the ministry of the shepherd or pastor became the central focus. Every man in every fellowship was to have a personal shepherd or pastor. Every single woman in the fellowship was to have a personal shepherd or pastor. And every married woman was, of course, to look to her husband as her shepherd. In this model, then, every adult member of the congregation had a covering, a place to plug in and be accountable. Every pastor in the fellowship, and there were many, sometimes a dozen or more, with few of them trained in seminary or Bible school, every pastor had a pastor. Many pastors enjoyed relationships with their personal pastor in the same local church, but the head local pastor in the fellowship related to an extra-local pastor, a pastor outside of the fellowship. The end result looked like an Amway pyramid structure with uplines and downlines. The organizing of people in this way might also be compared to a military-like structure. Some of the biblical stories we studied involved battles, military leaders, and the taking of real estate. Our New Testament interpretation of these stories was that we were taking ground for the kingdom of God, not with guns or swords or material weapons of war, but with prayer and worship and the declaration of God's word. Our enemies were not other people, but demonic forces and false ideologies and worldviews that held us and others in their grip. I'm reminded of Paul's admonition to Timothy. He wrote, "Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him." In the last chapter of Ephesians, Paul also uses military language to describe the weapons of our spiritual warfare. I began writing a song back in those days, a song about the army of God and the waging of spiritual warfare. Never finished it, though. Here are two verses.
We're a mighty army. We're the church of God. We're a mighty army. We are the church of God. Waging a war in the spirit, fighting with spiritual swords. We're beating back doubt, deception, and fear, and putting to flight these lords.
The original vision of the five men was clear and rich and, dare I say, biblical. Make disciples. Take the raw material of genuine faith and an earnest desire to live for God and create a Christian community where accountability, service, authentic covenant love, sacrifice, and all of the other true earmarks of the redeemed and sanctified Christian soul could flourish. The vision was not unlike the Puritan vision, to build a city on a hill, a place where the glory of God came and rested. That's what I saw in my mind's eye. That's what I yearned for. That's what compelled me to sign up for this outfit. My heart, I believe, was relatively pure in its intentions, as were, I think, the hearts of the five men from Florida. Sadly, though, the whole endeavor ended in a shipwreck, and for reasons now, in hindsight, that make a great deal of sense. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.